Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we talked about people that use family time as an excuse not to go to church. Well, let's start the week off with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible. Jesus Christ must not only be first, he must be all in all. He must be all in all in your relationship with your wife or with your husband. He must be all in all in your relationship with your parents or your children. He must be all in all. How we treat that relationship is based on what the Word of God says we are to be in that relationship. In other words, we want to do his will, and therefore we'll desire do his will his way, and it will always be holy, absent of carnal standards, because we love God with a true and holy love. That's the love that we're to have for him. Now, a man can have money, he can be a great personality, but will he love you? Will he be true? The man who asks a lady to marry him because he loves her and wants to spend the rest of his life with her, and so he asks to marry her. God, who cannot lie, died for us, proving his love. He rose from the dead in his humanity, gaining the keys of hell and of death. Yet, he doesn't force us. He asks. Just like we just read Luke 14:26, if our love is real, then it does the actions that show that it is a true love. And it will endure all and put him before even our own children. Now, I know that some people get upset about it. I've said, people say, well, you know, we spend family time together. That's why sometimes we're not there on Sunday night. Sometimes not there on Wednesday. Sometimes we just spend family time together. And so we take Sunday off and we go to the lake and we just spend family time together. Can't you have family time at church? You need a day off to spend time with family? Then why not take Monday off? Take kids out of school and you take off work and have family time. Wait a minute, preacher. No, can't do that. Work's important, and it's important for the kids to be in school. Listen, it is more important than your job and your school that you live in obedience to God. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. So when people do that, you know what the issue is? It is a love for God issue. That person may be saved, but he's not a disciple. For the Lord said, he cannot be my disciple if he loves those other things before me. So a man can have money and a great personality, but there still comes the question of, will he love you? Will he be true? Well, the Lord has created the heaven and the earth. All things are his. He's sovereign. The sovereignty of God is God's right to do what he wants with that which is his. All things are his. All things are his. Now, like the story of the guy with all the money, but will he love you? God does love you, and he proved it when Jesus emptied himself of all that glory, and God the Father gave his only begotten Son to die for our sins. In John chapter 17, verses 21 through 23, in the great high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ, said the Father would love us, even as he loved the Son. Oh, he loves you, paid your penalty, that we might have everlasting life, and as in a marriage, not just to spend the rest of your earthly life, but to spend eternity with him. He is head, and he is to be our loving head. Now, continue with the picture of marriage. He has already said, I do. If it's a marriage ceremony, he has already said, I do. Him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said he would have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. He said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My friend, he loves you. He's already made his vow. He said, I do. Yet in a marriage, it's not complete until she says, I do. If she doesn't say, I do, the ceremony's over and they're not married. Now, he may provide a home and a structure for the lady that he loves, and it's beautiful. But if she doesn't want to leave her old boyfriend, or maybe her parents' home, then she really doesn't want to share life with him and choose to love him. She does not want to lose her will to fulfill his will. Now, we can stay this life in our self-will and go to hell, or you can say, I want to lose myself to Jesus Christ. Now, we know God is good. She must know that that man is good. Her selfish, narcissistic self will not submit to this one, and so she loses all that she could have had. The riches of heaven that we just described earlier. When a person refuses salvation, he loses all that he could have had. Yet, as we said, we know that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is, they should be saved, as 2 Peter 3:9 points out. That all would come to repent is so important. Oh, there's the momentary fun of the flesh, but it's all lost and has no meaning throughout a Christless eternity. But rather, it becomes a torture when you know in that lake of fire what could have been. And for the Christian, there's something similar to that in that you became a worldly Christian, and love of the world is enmity with God, that is to be actively against God, and therefore he that loveth the world is an enemy of God. And even though you may be saved, that'll end up being saved so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing, because the flesh took first place in your life. Now, some get upset, and rightly so, when they find the truth. They checked it out with the person, and he or she has been, for example, unfaithful in marriage, and as evil as that is in the union that you have in marriage, it is as evil and even more evil when we're unfaithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that even includes not loving the brethren as we were instructed to do. So again, the Bible likens marriage to salvation, and it's a free will decision. But after it has been offered, and we take advantage of it, it is a true love action or commitment. And so you act upon the knowledge of his proven love to us. God first loved us, and he will always love us. The question is not about God's love for us, it really revolves around our love for Him. Oh, my friend. Love has action, but love also has decision. And love also has a dwelling. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Notice these verses. In John 14:23, he says, if a man love me, he will keep my word. That is, he'll obey and he'll live by it. In John 15, verses 13 and 14, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Now notice, this is 24 hours before the cross. Jesus knew what he was going to do. He's going to lay down his life. And he's saying, I'm laying my life down for you. I love you. Nobody loves you more than I love you. Now you do what I command you. Your love is shown for him in how you treat him after receiving him. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, the Bible does have many imperative commands. An imperative command, a present imperative command, means start doing this, keep doing it till I come or you're taken home. A negative imperative command means stop doing this and don't ever let it happen again. But when he says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of fact, Hebrews 10:24 says that we're to provoke one another into love and good works. You know, provoke, sometimes we look at the word provoke as a bad thing. But provoke means simply to strongly urge. To strongly urge to love and good works, and then he gives a good work. Not forsaking. And the idea of the word forsaking there means there, not there. There, not there. There, not there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. Okay. The some is are the people who fell in that, and they are what you call carnal Christians, not good Christians at all. As a matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. How many people said, boy, I believe Jesus is coming soon and yet won't be in church? How could they believe that he's coming soon, know they'll be called into an account, and not be in his house like he's commanded? Acts 1:8, but ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. How can we believe that he's coming again and we won't witness? So my friend, being faithful to God's house, being a witness, being a good husband, being a good wife, being a good church member. The Lord's, all the commands he has about all of that is for our good, and it ends in eternal reward if you'll obey and do those things, and do them with the right spirit and heart.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.